We got still got some meetings this afternoon. We'll stay. Got some players staying after to go over some looks, some Washington specific looks they do to get prepared for them. We'll have tomorrow. We'll have a little bit more extended meetings and a little bit more of a practice than we normally would before the day before a game. So we still, I think we got a pretty good feel for what's going on, but we still got a few. Another day tomorrow and the day of the game. Even we'll have some meetings to get prepared. So it's it's different. It's not your normal week, but we're gonna get all our preparation in and be ready to go.
Eli, after Sunday, when it looked like things started to click a little bit, is there a sense that it can continue?
That's what we have to do. We gotta continue to find ways to run the ball well. Washington does a good job against the run, and so they're gonna make it difficult, but. We got to find completions and protect and do all those things well. So, we just got to I think guys are playing faster. I think guys have a good understanding for what's going on and the timing of the offense. But, we got to keep striving to get better in some things as well.
You break the season down into quarters. How important is it for you guys to go 2-2, get to at least 500?
Yeah, this is a big one. In a division, another road game. It's a big game, so we didn't start the season the way we wanted to, but we got a chance to kind of get back on track and get even and hopefully get something going and get a little rhythm going.
When you look at them, Eli, they got to look very familiar, right? Same defense, same coordinator. How much help helped you with that in a short week?
No, it's helpful. It's helpful to have a little bit of an understanding about them. Same defense coordinator, similar schemes. We have a decent. Decent feel for what they've done in the past, and still they have some new personnel out there, so just trying to get familiar with their defense according to the new plays that we're running.
You got to throw to Odell. How did he look today?
Odell looked good. He's definitely got some quickness to him and some burst. So it's good to see him. It's good to see him running and we'll just kind of keep sprinkling them in and get them up to speed on everything. So just kind of get them out there and see how much he knows kind of the offense. You think he knows, but you start doing signals, doing things. So we'll see when he can get back and help us play a game.
Eli, this is Derek Jeter's last year, obviously last week. Do you have any thoughts on him and his career?
Yeah, Derek, he's been a great role model for me, and coming to New York as a young guy and just seeing the way he conducted himself, a guy who had won championships and been the captain of that team and just the way he handled the media, the way he was handled the wins, the losses, the good times, the bad times, and just being a true professional and just carried himself. So he's been someone who I looked up to when I first got here and still kind of trying to follow his path on how he's handled things.
Have you, I know you've had your own stuff to deal with here, but have you been able to take notice at least a little bit of the rest of the division, which has seemed to start out a little bit better than a lot of people thought in the NFC's?
Yeah, well, it looks like, guys, the teams have been playing well. Washington's been scoring a lot of points the last few weeks, and Philadelphia's 3-0. Dallas had a tough first loss, but they fired back and been moving the ball and doing well. So it's it always seems to come down in this division. It comes down to the end of the season and some big games. So we just got to make sure we do our part, get back into the mix, and eventually we got our first divisional game. We'll get more of those and see how it turns out, and hopefully have a shot at the end of the year to win some games and make the playoffs.
Forever, it seemed like London Fletcher was the heart, the soul, and the brains of that Redskins defense. He's not there now. So when you look at that D, is there something missing without him there, or has somebody else become that kind of guy for them?
Well, yeah, London, he was a special player, and he kind of ran the defense and got him in the calls and did a lot of things, and so he was a tremendous player. So they still. Doing a lot of the similar things, and they're talented. They got a great front seven, who do a good job getting stopping the run and getting pressure on the quarterback. So they got some young guys kind of in the linebacker position, but they're playing well.
I know you're not a stat guy, but at the beginning of training camp, a lot was made of that 70% completion percentage number. Obviously, it seems like you're starting to get in the flow, coming off a 75% completion game. Are you starting to think maybe I can hit that number? Or?
Well, you just take it. I guess you just kind of take it one game at a time, and so try to find completions. And that's what we talk about, kind of what plays versus the defense are we gonna be able to find completions, and we've done a good job doing that of getting the ball out quickly and finding the open guy, and so we got to continue to do that. Offense line's done a good job, receivers done a good job getting open, and I don't think you go into a game saying, hey, I gotta. Worry about hitting 70%. You worry about each play, going through your reads, your progression, throwing the ball accurately, and hopefully moving the ball and doing your job well enough to win the game.
Is it starting to get easier to find those completions?
Yeah, well, I think just getting used to the timing of the offense, how quickly guys are gonna pop open, get my feet to kind of work with. Work with my eyes, and so I'm ready to throw, and going through my progressions quickly enough, and moving everything in the right way to be able to throw the ball accurately on time. So I think it's getting there, and there's some things I'm doing better, some things I need to still improve on.
You obviously saw the tape, that last game of the Redskins. You saw Nick Foles took a big hit there, kind of got lit up. What's your take on that, and whether they need the quarterbacks to be protected in that, or are they sort of fair game? And
yeah, I mean, that's just kind of you learn quickly as a quarterback after a possible turnover that you got to have your head on a swivel. Someone's coming after you. That's kind of I think defensive linemen, linebackers, they're taught to, hey, go get this is an opportunity to get a free hit on a quarterback. He's trying to make a tackle. So, you got to be aware and can never. Ease up in any situation right there.
You weren't able to make it through the whole game last time you played with you guys. Does that stick with you a little bit?
No, I think this last game of a tough season, try to put that one behind us and just get ready for this one.